back to D's Cast, the podcast where we dig into everything Dunstablians on the pitch, off the pitch, and deep in the changing rooms of Bidwell Park. This week, we've got a spicy one for you. First up, I caught up with Tom Hake to talk about the first 15's trip to Hinkley 2s, and lads, we did it. We did it. No, we didn't get the win, but we did secure our first bonus point of the season. Well, how did that happen? Who stepped up? And did Tom manage to stay calm? Spoiler alert, absolutely not. Then I sat down with Jordan to relive an absolute statement win for the Colts over Chesson. Future of the club? They're already here. These lads are absolutely flying. And finally, history was made when I spoke to Scott about the birth, the creation, and the glorious rise of the Super Vets. What are they? Why do they exist? And are they actually superheroes in slightly tighter shorts? We'll find out. So grab yourself a brew, get yourself comfy, and let's get stuck in. This is D's Cast. Right, so we are joined by our very own Hannah Bottoman lookalike, none other than Tranner Tom Hake.
Thank you, thank you.
How are you?
Yeah, not doing too bad. A bit knocked up and bruised up from the weekend, but good. Overall.
Yeah, another bit of a rough day at the office. Another top six side in the bag. We're running out of the top half of the table to play.
Yeah.
But a bonus point, which is a moment of solace in a world of darkness at the minute for the club. Final score was 55-24. Let's talk us through the events of what happened way up north.
Well, went down there. And first half when we kicked off, it was all pretty good. I mean, we conceded very, very early, but I thought we came back straight away, scored against them again. The physicality was up there. We put ourselves forward. I thought the first half was, we didn't look out of sorts. We looked fairly in it. We looked good. The other team were a young, good side, very strong, very fit, but we did meet them physically. A few mistakes on our part, but they didn't run through us. They ran around us, which sometimes I'm happy with. Do you know what I mean? If we go up and meet them, second half is where, unfortunately, it started to fall apart a little bit. I think fitness may have came into it for some of the boys. Their youth showed through. We did still try and meet them, but a few gaps on our folds, on our defence, kind of let them run round us. We did still have a few glimpses of glory. I think it was some of our backs managed to steal a few balls and have a nice little run. Tristan had a nice little run and stuff like that.
With a beautiful intercept.
Yeah, it was nice to watch, but unfortunately, I think the fitness let us down. But I think there's a lot of positives to take away from most of it, because they're a good team towards the top of the table, and I didn't think we looked too out of sorts. I thought it was a fairly good performance. And if we can get that fitness up and ready, we could easily be up in the mix with the top teams.
For sure. I mean, their first team is a level four side. And by all accounts, they had a couple of lads coming back from injury for the ones and had a little warm-up in the twos that may have caused you a little bit of heartache. Or maybe a few extra bruises as well.
Yeah.
That level difference playing sort of three levels down. All in all then, performances are building, you know, that we're seeing. And now we've got a bonus point on the board. So we're obviously showing growth throughout the season despite a myriad of injuries.
Yeah.
How's the atmosphere around the training camp?
It's quite good. I think some of the lads let it get to the head because they look at the losses, despite playing some difficult sides. And I think coming up, we've got Vipers next, but after that, we've got some games that are right there in for the taking. And especially if we put these performances in, even Vipers, I think we're going to put a big and a decent game against them. So I think we need to keep it positive and look at the progress from the first game of the season to now, and we're definitely still in it.
Absolutely. So Vipers at home next week. Just looking at their at the league table now. They're another competitive side to play against.
Yes.
They're currently fifth in the league. So yet another top half of the table side. That'll be five from five in the top half that we've played now.
Yes.
As you say, there's got to be some more competitive games coming up for us.
Yeah. I don't think Vipers is going to walk all over us either. Although we talk about top of the table, I don't think any of these teams have been way out of our league. I think we are right in there with us. Obviously, we've had a few unfortunate either calls against us, either being the ref or injuries are the big ones for us. But besides that, we've had some good players step up and we're playing some good rugby and there's lots to take away from it. And especially, I think, soon we've got people like Biggles Wade and Stuart and Lloyd. And if we put these performances in that we've been putting against the other teams, we're going to run away with it. And that's some big crucial points for this season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lots to look forward to this season still. And our fortunes will absolutely turn around a little bit.
Yes.
And, you know, we hope to not be in a scrap at the end of the season. So, with some positivity in mind, thank you very much for your time, Tom. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
So, okay, fair enough. Not the result we wanted, of course, but take positives where positives are due. A massive injury list is proving tricky at the moment for the club, and to get a bonus point on the road is always a blessing. So we'll take what we can at the moment and we'll build from there. Okay, so let's go and speak to Jordan now about how the Colts got on this weekend.
Jordan. Let's dive into some Colts action. Boys, at home, first time in the league this year.
Yep.
Chesson at home.
Yep.
Bit of a solid victory there. Talk us through the action.
Yeah, really solid actually. I was extremely proud of the boys from minute one. I told them that after the game. Very sort of different game into what we've had in the preseason and even in our first home game. Weather conditions were much better this week. Competition was still fierce, and Chesson put up a good bit of a fight. I think they were expecting a physical game, and they definitely got one. But I don't think they were expecting us to be that physical.
For sure.
A lot of individual praises, really, because I said to the lads before the game, I said, "Can we go out there and work on our individual work-ons stuff that we are speak to the boys on an individual basis about like how you can improve your game, what you're really good at." But how can we make them better? Which is our job, obviously, as you know. And it really stuck out that they went after it. They knew what they had to do and they went after it. And it showed, obviously, only conceding 7 points and putting 36 on them. And realistically, we should have put a fair bit more, I think, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. 36-7 final score. Any key performers for you? Any standouts?
Yeah, I think Rylan, as always, playing
in wheels.
He got some wheels, but you can also see again a big part of his game and development is understanding how he can be more of a threat off the ball.
For sure.
Identifying playing fullback, not only wing now as well, being able to place him at fullback and for him to run the game from the back of the field. Also Arthur at back row put some huge shots on, which again, for me and him to talk about, it was a big development for him to work on.
Yeah.
And he literally proved that it's that easy to swap with from one game to another just by mentally driving yourself to force that individual change. So them two, a back and a forward, which is quite nice as a stand-up.
Yeah, absolutely. Arguably a question mark around discipline throughout the game.
Yeah.
Silly yellow cards, a bit of a niggle at the final whistle. Is that a concern for you, would you say?
It's not. And I spoke to the boys after the game and I just said, look, don't let it ruin a good performance. It is something that we do have to work on as a team. Can't let another team get under your skin, especially when you're ahead, because that's what they want. When they feel like there's nothing else to play for, that's what they'll go after. And I think the boys will learn that over time. Again, like their individual work-ons as a team, they'll understand, hopefully, as we go forward and keep winning games and hopefully convincingly, they'll start to realise that, you know what, teams do get upset and try to get under your skin because of the scoreline. So
sure.
I think it's just making sure we can keep a cool head, play our rugby, play the way we want to play, and hopefully come away with wins.
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest the biggest throwback you can do to somebody that's been a bit antsy because they're down on points is go and score another try.
Make it even worse, exactly. And but enjoy it. Not the argumentative stuff, but just enjoy playing your rugby. That's the main thing I always say to him before the game. Go out and enjoy it. And when that does happen, it's head switch back on to next job, playing the game, having fun playing rugby.
Absolutely. So what's next up for the Colts?
So we have a week off this week. So strong training for today and for Thursday. But next week is a huge, huge week. It's our first shot in the Beds Cup, which we are delighted to go away to Amptill.
Oh, lovely.
So they're a great outfit. They're a good side. They have two Colts teams, one in Division 1, one in Division 6. I've got a very strong feeling we'll be walking out against the Division 1 side, which I'm really looking forward to, actually.
Absolutely. It's not like Amptill to put out a lower strength team.
No, of course not. No, never. But I know I know if I said to the lads, what are your expectations and what do you want to go up against? They're all going to say the same answer, and that's to go against the best. So it'll be a really good challenge for us to go out and hopefully go over there and try and get something from the game.
Absolutely. And mentioning rest week there, obviously for the older lads, we're now into the senior transfer window, if you like, for
yes.
Colts, for senior Colts.
Yeah.
Is anybody showing signs of moving up to the senior section?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've had individual chats with all the team, really, even when we're in huddles and even the younger lads are present. It's making them understand that we are a Colts side. It is very important that we obviously go and play and win our games, but we are working towards something. As you know, with the club, it's the senior setup that we want to make thrive in the end, and that's to bring as many lads through this academy setup as possible. I won't name names because I'll.
You don't kiss and tell.
I don't want.
Kiss the Colts.
No. I mean, if the lads listen to this, they know they've all got to work hard to want to push to get to that spot. But the fact is, I think they're confident that they can go and do it. I think they know they can and they want to. And I think that the way we implement them in training, you can tell that they're wanting to step up to that next level and prove that they can run around with the big boys.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, like you say, that step from Colts to seniors is what the club is looking for from the whole youth and junior section. You know, the whole point of having a youth and junior section is to grow your senior section.
Definitely.
Ultimately, and keep people in the game as long as possible.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic that we've got a Colts team that are not only surviving but thriving in that senior setup at training and then going out and proving on a Sunday afternoon what they can do. So it's exciting times for them coming forward and great opportunity for them to, around their Colts games, because obviously they get a lot of rest weeks.
Yeah.
Great opportunity for them to go and get some first
some senior rugby as a whole.
Some senior rugby, yeah.
Yeah, I think we put a lot of friendlies in place as well to make sure that their calendar is quite filled in the Colts setup. We do push that Colts games, league and friendly, are more important than if there's a senior fixture on.
Yeah.
But it does massively push competition within the club, which is what we want. So for us to have the amount of Colts that we do, we could one week end up with too many Colts to actually take to a team, as you're only allowed 22 for a cup and a league game.
Yeah.
So there could end up being situations where for lads to not miss out on game time, people do move up and play senior rugby. And that's the perfect opportunity because it means we are literally struggling to get everyone on the field, which I wouldn't be able to remember the last time that was the case. So for us to be able to do that is absolutely fantastic and the boys are buzzing.
Brilliant. So one final thought from you then. We haven't named a man of the match from Sunday, so let's have a man of the match.
My man of the match, I said to the boys afterwards, actually, someone who went a little bit under the radar was Jimmy, our nine.
Yeah.
Something we implement in our game is play fast, quick ball. And I think the lads realised on Sunday that once you play quick ball and everyone understands their own role, teams really can't defend it. And I think Jimmy went a little bit under the radar with some of the big shots, the big ball carries flying in and the line outs going really well. I think some of that goes a little bit unnoticed. So, no, definitely I'd have Jimmy as my man of the match.
Absolutely. And the sign of a good nine is that they don't get seen. So
definitely.
Or nobody's talking about them.
Exactly that.
So congratulations to our little ginger.
Well done, Jimmy. Well done, Jimmy.
Lovely. Jordan, thanks so much for your time.
Cheers, mate. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Fantastic to see the Colts going from strength to strength this season and really growing into future stars of this club, ready to make their transition in the over the next couple of years into senior rugby. Amazing stuff. Right, so it's time for our final interview of this podcast. We caught up with Scott to find out a little bit about what he's been getting on with in his over 50s Super Vets program.
Right, so joined by Scott, Tory Scott. He's here in his boat shoes and his blue rosette. How are you, darling?
Very well, thank you, Dickie. How the devil are you?
I am living the dream. Somebody else's dream, but we're living it all the same. So we're going to discuss Super Vets. This is a new thing. Something that you're a part of with Hertfordshire, and brought it across to Bedfordshire. Just talk to us a little bit about what Super Vets is.
So Super Vets was born about a year and a half ago, and it's about getting players back onto the field again that may have retired. Some of the thought processes are that the older players aren't wanting to run against kids anymore, so they retire. So what we do with this age grade rugby is a minimum of 50 years old is we say to the guys, look, you're not running against kids, you're running against your old age, and it's about retaining players, and the RFU are pushing that at the moment. So you know, if they can get behind it, then that's absolutely brilliant. But you know, at the end of the day, we just want to get old people playing rugby again.
Sounds delightful, divine. A changing room stinking of DP, I'm sure.
Yes.
And old knee braces and things like that.
Tiger balm.
Oh, smelling salts, all those good stuff from the late 90s. Fantastic. So your inaugural game was here at Dunstable's at Bidwell Park,
yep.
Against Hertfordshire.
Yep.
Undefeated Hertfordshire, should we say.
Yep.
How did that go for you?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you to all the clubs, especially Dunstable's, who have really supported me putting this initiative together. It went really, really well. I mean, Christ, you know, Ian Marshall's helped out getting a lot of the players from around here. And the best thing, I mean, win or lose, it didn't really matter to me at the end of the day. What was really brilliant was just seeing a lot of old people going, I haven't played rugby in 20 years and I haven't had so much fun in years. When's the next game?
That's amazing. What was the score?
We won 55-40.
Always better when you win, isn't it? but quite a close game by all accounts.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite close. I mean, there are a few outstanding players that were around. We got a yellow card for one player scoring three tries. The important thing is not only get the guys on there, but the referees absolutely reffing in the spirit that it's meant to be in as well. You know, it's about getting people back on and running around and enjoying themselves.
Fantastic, fantastic. Yeah, I couldn't think of anything worse than a referee trying to ref it like a Premiership final if you've not played for 20 years.
Yeah.
So, moving on from this then, this is not obviously just a one-off event. This is going to be something that's running throughout the season and hopefully beyond that as well.
Yep.
Up next, Suffolk.
Suffolk away. Yep, Suffolk away. We're playing, going over to Bury St Edmunds. We've got 28 down to play already, so we're allowed to take 30. So it's normal laws, should I say, with the addition of it's roll on, roll off. So you can have a 10-minute rest every time, any time you need it.
Fantastic, fantastic. So obviously, looking forward to the away day there then. And obviously, always on the lookout for more players, I'm sure.
Always looking for more players, yeah.
So how can we get in touch for us over 50 boys? Well, I say us over 50 boys, they're 36. I might have looked like I've had a hard paper round, but I'm well underage. How do guys get in touch if they want to get involved?
So two ways. We've got a Facebook page, Beds Super Vets, and you can also email us at bedssupervets@gmail.com.
bedsupervets@gmail.com. Lovely. Right, well, do get in touch if you want to get involved, and of course, best of luck, Scott, and all of the county heading over to Suffolk to take on Suffolk. heading over to Bury St Edmunds to take on Suffolk. Go on.
So that's all we've got time for in terms of interviews this week, and I'd like to thank our guests Tom, Jordan and Scott for their lovely contributions. But it is now time for some shout-outs and announcements. So, we don't have any shout-outs, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. But if you would like to shout somebody out, perhaps one of our minis or youth coaches, want to shout out a man-of-the-match player, or perhaps you want to pop in a match report for me to announce for you. We'd love to hear from you, so do reach out through our social media. That would be lovely. And in terms of announcements, this week the first team host the Vipers at Bidwell Park. Kickoff is set for 3 p.m. And as well as that, you'll find our Alakadoos floating around at their first VP lunch of the season. So do join us on Saturday. It's set to be an amazing day out. We hope to see you all there. But for now, it's goodbye from me and it's goodbye to you. And we will see you next week for another D's Cast.